There's four main drugs you take when you're about to do an IVF cycle, an in vitro fertilization cycle. Basically, what you're doing is you're harvesting all your eggs. So every month, you know, one egg comes out.
That's what a period is.
That's what ovulation is.
Thank you.
Let's make sure we erase when he thinks what a period is.
Yeah.
All right, let's. No, Jason, like, keep it in.
Oh, great. Look, idiot. Idiot over here. Okay. Let's talk about ovulation.
So ovulation is when one egg drops down. Sometimes two drop down. People get pregnant. That's how twins are born. Sometimes one egg splits. Blah, blah, blah. You guys, this is like the full extent of my science knowledge, by the way. So when you are taking fertility drugs, what they're doing is growing more of your follicles, and then they surgically go in and take them out. Because what happens is every month, one egg grows to the most mature, and that's the one that drops out for potential impregnation. Getting pregnant. And what they do is they stimulate all of, like, a ton of follicles at once so they can pull more than one mature egg out and try to get multiple embryos at once.
So we're going to, so 2 weeks from now, we're going to do this. We're going to do the procedure. We're going to do the retrieval.
Yeah.
And then 5 days later, we're going to genetically test the embryo.
Five or six days later.
And then they're going to chill until she's clear from the
But you test them.
In November. And we'll do a.
Sorry.
We'll do a.
Transfer.
Thank you.
In December.
Great.
And I just want to say one thing here. This is something that I think that is screwed up about American healthcare. Because none of this is covered.
On insurance. In California.
Right, what doctors' goals are here is to grow as many eggs as possible. So it's really like a good value. So while you'd only normally naturally produce one or two eggs in a cycle, now we're talking about producing
10, 20, 30.
Yeah, even up to 30 eggs in one cycle.
Right, because they're trying to give you your money's worth.
Yes.
This is the very expensive part of the process.
Yes.
The surgery to have the retrieval, $4,000 worth of fertility drugs. They're like, we're going to give you the best bang for your buck.
Oh, money. We haven't talked about money with anyone. Oh, you need to talk about that.
I don't care if you feel completely bloated and like you can barely walk. I don't care if your hormones are off the chart and you want to punch
your husband.
Oh,
yeah, good.
We need to get as many eggs as possible to make this worth your while, which on one hand I appreciate, and on the other hand, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's not natural.
And what you do to your body to get to that point is really—
It's not natural.
Right.
And did you have any questions about the steroid transfer or anything?
I don't think so. We're doing it.
I told about the 1% cleft palate. Which, of course, I can't stop thinking about, but...
No, I just... There's no... You know, because in my book, I'm like, okay, you're not ready for that. But then I, like, took all the stuff for Najma Body,
yes.
And it's like...
Makes total sense.
You've just done it for too long.
Yeah.
So I don't want to keep reinventing the wheel. Like, let's just do something else. Okay. Come on.
Thank you.
Okay. That was fun. We can always have a serious discussion every day. Okay.
Where was I?
The drugs you're going to take to harvest these
eggs. Oh, yeah. So what they do. So there's
four main drugs.
Two to three of them are meant to grow and stimulate the follicles. And then one to two, depending on what you're on, are meant to hold your eggs in your body so that they only come out at the exact moment the doctor wants to pull them out.
Okay. So if your syringe comes with a needle,
yep.
Just twist
it off.
Take it off. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Get 1 milliliter of the air. It doesn't matter. Just to try to balance the air.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more, a little bit less, doesn't matter.
Okay.
So you should have like 2 vial
mm-hmm.
of liquid
mm-hmm.
and 2 vial of the powder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then take 1 vial of the liquid, clean the vial, and then push this Q-cap on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use Q-cap last
yeah.
time? Perfect, yeah. So it's really hygiene. You don't even touch the Q-cap.
Mm-hmm.
You get like this massive spreadsheet that looks like 7 different Sudoku puzzles that are completed, like pushed all together, of what to take and what time and when, and certain ones that you can't go without in your body for 24 hours. So if you end up taking it early, then you have to. It's just like a crazy math puzzle.
Okay.
So now I have 1 milliliter of the liquid and 2 powder. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. Twist the needle.
So that's what I'm getting. So this 2 means 2 powders.
2 powder.
But
exactly.
Still only 1 milliliter.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just gonna make a note.
It's right here.
Oh, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 milliliter. 2 vials.
was just for, so I remember we talked about it. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know how it works in all families, but in our family, and this is not a dig or anything that I'm begrudged about, but I manage all of it. Like, I take care of my own injections and my own timing and everything because, you know, our work schedules are completely different. But, like, sometimes I, like, will wake up at 4 in the morning and be like, did I remember to take the Manipure at exactly 4 p.m. or whatever it might be? And sometimes it's a lot to manage, and it's like the guy doesn't have to do any of it, think about any of it.
Yeah, I was pretty much in my own world.
Is that like a metaphor?
No, just focusing on you being a little crazy, that's all.
Oh.
Are you going to help her to
no.
do it?
No, okay. Like, he'll sit with me, but it's easier if I just do it.
Do it, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. And you basically start with what I took. Everyone's a little bit different. Gonal F and Follistim. Follistim, it's like stim your falls, stim your follicles.
Very easy to remember.
See that? And I think
a lot of R&D went into naming that one. A lot of meetings, a lot of boardroom meetings, a lot of people on the payroll.
But then that won the final vote.
Okay.
And then Gonal F, and those are both stimulants.
And, so we're how many days into injections? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What's today? Wednesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Six
days into injections. My meds got upped yesterday after a quick ultrasound. So I'm taking two meds right now, Gonal F and Menopur. Both are like hormone follicle stimulants, basically. But one, I think, promotes healthy eggs, and one's for healthy ovaries. And I have a unique experience because we've done this so many times before, and instead of taking Gonal F previously, I took Follistim. That's what my old doctor used. I find no side effects with Follistim and very many side effects with Gonal F. I'm not in pain or anything, but I feel way more bloated. In fact, the first two times we did retrieval, I was like prepared for the bloating, and they tell you it comes with you maybe gain weight, and I was like all prepared for it, and I had a very easy time. And this is not harder, but I do feel like I'm having a different experience. I don't know that it's the Gonal F. I just know that so far that's the only thing that's different.
Have you talked about it with your doctors?
I have not yet, because it really got worse yesterday and today, and I haven't been there since yesterday morning, but I will be there tomorrow morning. We have lots of follicles, so that's good. They're just trying to get them all around the same size. My trusty drawer of needles and drugs.
We've talked to many friends and many, like, they're like, oh, we're not going to ever do this if it comes to us giving shots.
Totally. There's some people who draw the line at shots. And, right. And by the way, shots could be representative of the financial obligation to $4,000 worth of fertility drugs. It could be a million things. But for some people, they're like, yeah, we'll do fertility treatment up until shots come. That's just crazy.
And sure enough, I know some people right now who are giving themselves shots who also said
that's
that.
Right. That's right. You hit a certain point and it's not so bad. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This one's a little bit easy because it comes in an easy to use pen. Okay, give me a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. He's putting the microphone near the needle. I don't think it's going to make too much of a sound. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and it's out.
Plus, I always think no matter how bad this hurts, imagine labor. Like, can't be as bad as labor. If you really want your baby, you'll figure out the shots, you know?
I think at some point you had offered a sympathetic needle into your stomach.
In solidarity, I decided to do a shot.
Oh, you decide to? We'll you were just like, I have an idea. Let me do a sympathy shot. No, my friend.
I'm going to do a sympathy shot.
You are?
Yeah.
Tonight the night?
No, tonight's not the
night. What?
Tonight's not the night for a sympathy
shot. It has to be. You're leaving town for the next 5 days. You can't come back and be like, now I'm ready.
Can't I do a sympathy shot when I get back?
After 3 years of watching me do them, I was like, it's your turn to do one. And you cried like a weenie.
That's not true.
What? Beforehand.
Beforehand.
Once you took it, it was fine.
But I was very nervous. Just like anybody would be nervous.
Whatever.
Baby. Six nights, two shots a night.
Right, I'll do it.
12. I'm up to 12 shots.
Right, I'll do a sympathy shot.
Okay. I'll finish mine first. It's not a big deal. We're not even putting anything in you. It's just a needle.
I don't...
You're such a wuss.
I'll do it.
No doubt about it. Women are not the fairer sex. Women are the stronger sex. You guys, what Abby has gone through, what... All of the women who choose to undergo these treatments, all of the pain and scheduling, it's truly awesome. It is awesome.
Meaning full of awe, not awesome.
Correct.
Can I just say that knowing that I'm going to do a sympathy shot all of a sudden, I can't believe that you do this every day. I'm not going to do, I'm talking us out of me doing this sympathy shot.
Well, it's not, you're not going to talk yourself out. Babe, are you serious? I can't tell if you're serious or fucking with me. Of course you're going to do a sympathy shot.
I'm doing a sympathy shot for Abby.
I'm impressed. I'm making it the easiest, tiniest needle available.
I'm already scared. I can't believe you guys do this every day, twice a day.
And all you can do is stick it in and stick it out. You're not even pushing anything in.
Don't push it in?
No, don't push it because it's just air.
I'm fucking scared.
Do you want me to do it for you?
No. I'm, like, so scared.
What are you scared?
I'm just not a needle guy.
Well, why don't you let me do it?
Okay.
I will be so gentle.
Okay.
Okay?
Are you, like, you're, like, turned on.
No, are you kidding? Give me a 1, 2, 3.
One.
Don't, like, flinch and move.
Oh, fuck.
It's not going to hurt that much.
1, 2, 3.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. How was it? It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It didn't hurt. And you didn't have to push any medicine in.
It hurts. It hurts.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might itch a little after, too.
God.
Wow, I am so turned on.
Are you?
No. Oh. Those are the main drugs. You add Menopur later. It's a powder. You compound it in your room, in your bathroom. You know, and also, like, the world we live in, sometimes I forgot exactly how much liquid to put in. Like, you just go on YouTube and someone made a video about it. And it's actually super helpful.
There's such a community out there.
Yeah. Yes.
YouTube can help you give these shots. It's really...
Yeah. And, like... Sometimes I'd mess up or I'd think I'd messed up and I'd freak out and I'd be like, there's no way that every single woman does these exactly right and they still get pregnant. So also don't be too hard on yourself, you know?
Great takeaway.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And we're just doing routine ovary check to see how many follicles have grown and what size they've grown to. And then they'll decide what to do with my medication.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay. My ovaries felt like they were, like, bumping around last night a little.
Okay.
Dancing, playing.
All right. On your right, you have lots growing. That's why you're starting to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You look perfect on that side.
Perfect.
On the left. Sorry, no, this is a little
bit okay.
of pressure.
Yeah.
As you can.
It's breathe. Okay.
And these are all... They're all identical, pretty much.
That's good.
36 hours before your retrieval, they give you what's called a trigger shot, and that... I mean, that times it so that exactly 36 hours later, your ovaries know... from this medicine to release all of those follicles.
We're going to start those probably Saturday morning.
Okay.
So you're going to be on 4 shots a day Saturday.
Fun. Okay.
So I think you'll probably be on that Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Maybe we'll trigger you Monday for procedure on Wednesday.
Okay.
Maybe we'll bring you back and trigger you Tuesday for procedure next Thursday. But that's what it's looking like.
Okay.
Okay.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. So Isaac has to be prepared.
Okay. So when's the last time that he should clean his pipes?
Like Sunday, Saturday.
Poor guy is staying at home at his parents' house in Chicago this weekend.
Like, he is.
Have a good weekend.
He's
like, it'll be like high school. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We don't have to say anymore.
Yeah.
I want to add one thing. for those of you who are in a heterosexual relationship, while Abby is doing all these shots and all these drugs, the only instruction I have is to keep the pipes clean every 36 hours. That's my job.
Not 36. You might have chosen 36, but it
every,
was like...
Every couple of days.
36 hours is a day and a half.
All right, sorry. Oh, that was my regimen then. Maybe that's what it was.
No wonder you were like, I'd love to keep this conversation going, but I gotta go.
No, I mean, that's the job, is to not build up too much stuff.
Doctor's orders.
Okay, everyone knows the doctor's orders already.
But, did they know that I was method? I went to Chicago. I went to my parents' house. I went to my teenage bed.
How'd it go? I don't want to know.
Seems we're going to hold the work. We're going to hold the work. That's all I'm going to say.
Sperm quality on the day of retrieval is crucial because if you reserve too much, they either swim too fast or some of them haven't been released in long enough that they don't swim fast enough. You want them at like their average,
right,
normal swim level.
Right.
One of the things we wanted to talk about that I feel like is never talked about is what it's like for the guy on the day that the embryos are made for the male. It's called producing in the office. They're like, are you going to produce here? Are you going to produce at home? Are you going to produce this? Are you going to produce that? And you're
it's
like,
a very generic, wonderful term, because really what they're asking you to do is where you're going to...
jerk off. Sorry, did you not want me to say that?
No, I'm better. You say it than me.
Abby, how are you feeling about my upcoming showtime?
Oh, boy. I'm feeling like it's not on my mind every minute of every day. Maybe it should be.
Maybe it should be.
Give us a timeline of what happens before production, during production, and after production.
Okay, so what happens is, and it's the day of retrieval. So
for egg retrieval.
So it's really a big day for Abby. I mean, that's really what it is. Abby is coming to the doctor, laying down, doing acupuncture, eventually being sedated to have a procedure to remove as many eggs as she has been harvesting over the last few weeks as possible. So once Abby is sedated, down and out, and heading into surgery to have those eggs removed, I get a call for my curtain time.
And are you just in the waiting room? Like, they take me in, you say goodbye, and then you just go back to the waiting room?
I go back to the waiting room, someone comes to meet me, and I'm led by an embryologist to sign a little bit of paperwork and confirm that I am who I am, and sign, because they're going to give me a cup, a star cup with my name on it, and I prove that it's my name so nothing gets confused, and we double check everything, and it's all very romantic. And then they give me that cup and they point me into a room that has fluorescent lighting and a really like kind of old black chair, and across the way it's a very small room, maybe 3 by 4 feet, very small.
Whoa. I have so many questions already. One, do you listen to music in the waiting room in between the time of drop-off and production to get yourself in the mood, or it's like you can't even do that?
This is all very to each their own.
But for you personally, I've never asked you that.
No, I'm not listening to music.
Okay.
I'm thinking about you. I am just trying to stay as relaxed as I possibly can. I know what I got to do.
So you've produced in our journey 7 times.
Probably.
Okay.
And what I will say is once you get to turn 5 or 6, you kind of get a little system in place and everybody knows what they need to do. I'm not going to use their stuff. I'm not going to use their materials.
You decided you don't want to use theirs. You're going to bring your own laptop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just because so you could find your own.
More importantly than that, really, is I recommend this to anyone who's going to go produce, is bring a set of headphones. Because people are working outside the door. There's still a medical office going on. There's still stuff. I mean, bring a set of headphones. Do everything you can to create as private a moment as you can.
How many times did it take you to figure that out, do you think?
I think one. Yeah, I mean, I was producing with headphones. I was trying to create the best possible experience that I could. And yeah, it's still like under duress and stressful and not the way you want it to be. But all you can do is make the best of a bad situation. I strongly advocate, if any doctor's offices are listening that specialize in this, any fertility clinics, spend a couple more bucks on a room and some lighting and a candle and maybe a set of cans for people, have headphones for people. Like, just We can all do it better.
We're also paying you so much money.
We can do better.
Spend $20.
Don't give me a sani seat and a black folding chair and a fucking lap, like in a bed and an old computer desktop and, you know, expect a miracle to happen. You know what I mean? So you produce, you bring it over to the embryologist, total professional. Thank you so much for your sample. They'll clean it, they'll wash it, they will get the best of the best, and then they will start to pair my produced sperm with your eggs that have been retrieved, and we start the waiting and watching game as those embryos become embryos, as sperm.
As the egg and sperm become embryos.
Right.
It is 10-9, the last day of our 7th year of marriage. Tomorrow will be our 7th wedding anniversary. Abby just gave blood. There's a doctor coming in soon to talk to Abby as we are approaching our retrieval date.
Hi.
That was exactly 29 seconds.
Nice.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
Good.
Tired. You seem like you're at the end.
I'm ready.
On the right, there's a 13. Almost ready. What are we, day 10 today?
I don't know. We have to count it out. So, if you take out a 17.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's necessarily, bigger isn't always the best one.
We don't know. I wish we followed it, we could tell which eggs came from which, but we don't.
You don't know.
15.
But, follicle size doesn't indicate follicle quality, or egg quality, I mean.
No. Did Rosen think you'd be ready today?
No, he was I can't tell if we're going to retrieve Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
11. Looked perfect.
So
thank God.
Thank you.
Alright.
So better to take the ones that are big and not worry about growing the ones that are small.
Exactly. We'll get you ready, we'll set you up.
Okay.
Setting you up means you take the trigger shot tonight.
Okay.
What do we have for the trigger shot order? Is it Lupron?
Yes.
I'm assuming
it's
Lupron.
Here.
Okay, good. So you're gonna take Lupron and a little bit of HCG, which we're gonna give you.
Okay.
Those two medications are going to release the egg from the wall of the follicle into the fluid, and they do it at a very sort of exact time point. And so we know, sort of based when we put the needle into drain the fluid, we know that the egg will be circulating in there. If you wait too long, the follicle ruptures and they release the egg. If it's too short, the egg's not released from the wall. So
okay.
That's why the timing is so critical.
And it's 36 hours, right?
30, we do 35.
35, okay.
You're going to feel maybe less bloated tomorrow. That doesn't mean you ovulated.
Okay.
You're going to feel bloated and you have a bad period when you wake up from your retrieval. I don't know how you felt before, but probably pretty similar.
I think I felt fine before.
Good.
Because the anesthesia held me off for a couple hours.
And then you're going to... wear sweatpants, wear something comfortable because you do go home bloated.
Yep.
Be prepared to take off on Thursday as well because you might not feel great.
Okay.
And you might not feel like your normal self for 2 weeks until you get your period. But you should feel dull aches and pains, heaviness, bloating. You shouldn't feel anything severe. So you're going to get egg count on Wednesday. You're going to know fertilization on Thursday. So Monday, Tuesday, you'll know how many embryos actually grow to the fact that they could be called blastocysts and be genetically tested and frozen.
Mm-hmm. Chance end of the month, which is 2 weeks from this weekend. I got invited to go away. Is she grounded? Can she travel? She feels
She's
like it.
She's gonna be fine.
Okay, great.
Until our next.
Until your transfer.
Transfer cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So transfer will probably be 2 weeks. We'll get a period. We'll put you on pills for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, so 7 weeks from now.
Okay.
Love it.
Very expensive. Lots of shots. Lots of hormones. Lots of feelings. And we were going to do it. Can I bring something up?
Yeah.
How do you feel about being heir of our anniversary?
Oh my God. I can't even believe tomorrow's our anniversary.
It just kind of snuck up on us, right?
It really did.
Is that okay to admit?
Well, I assume you have diamonds and pearls waiting
of
somewhere.
Of course. Yeah. That being said.
In that case, it's okay to bring up.
That being said.
I know, and I'm sad because we normally are good about trying to celebrate our anniversary.
We have a good time together, but we've got a lot going on.
We do.
Give me a 1, 2, 3, please.
1, 2, 3.
Just so you know, it doesn't hurt at all right now. It looks bad, but it doesn't hurt.
It looks like you're giving yourself an injection in your stomach.
Well, I am, but it doesn't hurt, honestly.
Tough.
Didn't hurt going in, didn't hurt pushing the meds in, and it didn't hurt coming out. I'm being totally honest.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh, that one did hurt. Not bad, though.
The Lupron.
Just the needle, not the drug. I think I just got scared, and when you get scared, it hurts more.
So funny because we have this friend who's going through this. I think we've talked about her. We were gonna maybe be on the same day, and it turns out she's tomorrow and I'm today. Mm-hmm. In the past, like, 24 hours, we've both been just calling. Even though I've been through this before, you forget some stuff. So she would call me like, do I take one antibiotic today or two antibiotics? Okay, do I do this or do I do this? And I was like, wait, do I take the yellow cap off of this thing? And it was actually really nice to be going through it with someone literally at the same time.
It's amazing.
It's so bizarre.
Yes.
And also this person, I ran into her at the clinic when I was giving blood. I didn't even know she was going there.
It's amazing the way people will find their way into significant parts of their lives. Because she's also someone who's been significant in my life.
She's really your friend. I've never been friends with her, and we talk almost every day now because we're going through this and we both have questions. And poor thing is working on the other side of the country and had to fly in to do this. Yeah. She had to fly in to do this. She's not even going with her partner tomorrow to the clinic because her partner needs to take care of their kid. Then she goes from the clinic to the airport to go back to her job. I mean, and she's okay with that. Like, I wouldn't be. I would be like, I need a week off. I need to get in the right headspace. It's just really interesting.
You admire how she's handling all of this.
It's just different than me. I just like to have another perspective going through it at the same time as me.
Great.
And today she was like, thank you, Dr. Abby. Maybe I'll just become a fertility doctor.
I've always wanted to be a doctor's wife.